This week's Great Therapy is sponsored by Helix Sleep. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for my listeners at helixsleep.com/vine. The Pill Club. Go to thepillclub.com/vine to get your first birth control care package and donate to help more women in need of affordable birth control. And Vizzy. To find out where you can purchase Vizzy, go to vizzyhardseltzer.com/vine.
Who's out with OCV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow's going to answer your question, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Hello, loves. Welcome to Grape Therapy. I've clearly been hanging out with Emma. Hello, loves. God, I love Emma. Her accent just makes me so happy. Anyways, welcome to Grape Therapy. Your session is now starting. And you know what? We're changing things up around here, okay? We're revamping. We're just giving a little refresh to the pod because I'm on tour right now and I want to connect with my listeners a little more. I want to take questions from them. I want to call them. I want to hear their voices. I feel like it's, you know, it's fun to recap Bachelor and Bachelorette, but I would rather connect with you, with my listeners, with my vinos, with my peeps. So I thought I would just, you know, do a recording today of me with a little bit of Klee. And I will say, I just finished recording my little segment with Klee and we had so much fun. Like, I feel like you're just going to smile and laugh and enjoy this little podcast. Like, I hope you're just driving in your car right now or doing a little chores around the house or just sitting in your room, whatever you're doing. Maybe you're at the gym having a little jog, a yog. Maybe the J is silent. Maybe you're just pumping some iron. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're not feeling well. Okay, Caitlin, we get it. Whatever you're doing right now, I hope this brings a smile to your face. And I know it will when you listen to the questions with Klee. I literally cold call people at the end of this podcast. I cold call people just making up numbers to try and sell my wine. I don't know why I was acting like times are tough. Okay. So I'm literally recording on the bus right now. I like to call it the struggle bus. This is literally the struggle bus that I'm on. I had a full meltdown last night, just being like, I felt motion sickness on the bus. I felt lonely. I was crying over missing my dogs. I had a phone call that I was not expecting that made me sad. It's just that rough conditions on the road. I try to not complain because obviously I'm living out a dream at the same time. But guess what? I can have both. I can be living my dream and I can also be literally riding the struggle bus. Thank God for Rody Ramino and his shenanigans, my road dog stuffed animal that everybody has just fallen in love with on this tour. All the dancers, we've been playing ping pong with him. If you're not following his Instagram, you should, because he's just getting up to all sorts of, like I said, shenanigans over here. We get into on the podcast with Klee, like, who are my roomies on the bus? How life is on the bus? Oh, I wanted to talk about Betty White. RIP, she did not do this challenge. Everybody else did the challenge where you did the Betty White challenge. And I did it. I donated, obviously, to Bunny's Buddies. But Betty White had a golden retriever and she loved animals. So there was the Betty White challenge that would have been her 100th birthday on January 17th. Oh, I'm still sad over it. But I want to know how many of you donated to your local animal shelter or did the Betty White challenge, because I thought that was really special. And it just shows how much of a legend she was and her legacy is going to live on. I feel like she was just a prime example of like what everybody should strive for in life, to live till you're 100 or almost. Love animals. I think she had a vodka with lemon per day. Like, she just like did good things. She loved hard. She lived hard. She was talented. She was nice. She was kind. And I thought I would just read a couple of Betty White quotes because they make me happy. So here we go. She said, "I think older women still have a full life," which I think is beautiful. I know women always get scared of birthdays. People in general, but oh, you turn 40. Oh, you turn 45. You're almost at 50. No, you still have a full life to live. Okay. She said, "I have no regrets at all. None. I consider myself to be the luckiest old broad on 2 feet." I love that. "Everybody needs a passion. That's what keeps life interesting. If you live without passion, you can go through life without leaving any footprints." Oh, it's beautiful. She said, I'm a teenager trapped in an old body. And I feel that, Betty White. Don't try to be young. Just open your mind. Stay interested in stuff. There are so many things I won't live long enough to find out about, but I'm still curious about them. Betty, we love you. I want to know who did the Betty White Challenge. All right, so tonight I'm in New Brunswick, New Jersey at State Theater, which is funny because New Brunswick is also a place in Canada. And when I saw it on the list, I was like, say what? That seems quite out of the way, but now this makes more sense. Friday, January 21st, I'm in Atlantic City, New Jersey at the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Saturday, January 12th, Verona, New York at Turning Stone Resort and Casino. I think Jason's coming to that one. You can still get tickets at dwtstour.com. So I asked you guys to text me questions about Dancing with the Stars experience so far, because I feel like I just, like I said, I want to hear from you and update you all since you know how much dancing means to me. It's been so incredible. I literally pinch myself that I get to dance every day. And of course there's highs and lows, and I miss Jason and my dogs so much. It hurts my heart, actually. Like, it pains me and I cry, but then I, you know, it's a new day and I get to dance with pro dancers and be on a bus and see so many Dancing with the Stars fans. And it's just been an incredible experience so far. I mean, it's only been 2 weeks and I think I have like 10 more to go. So these great therapy episodes will get interesting as the weeks go on, because I'm going to be brutally honest with everyone about how I'm feeling, my anxiety levels, and again, the highs and lows. So my producer and Clee, we're going to go through all these questions and I will answer as if we are just having a good old wine night together, just hanging out, just me, the vinos, me, you, and in your ear holes right now. It's just me and you, okay?
Okay, so Caitlin, we got a lot of tour questions. Brianna Cagney asks, what's your day like on tour? And do you get to explore unique fitness studios, coffee shops, or restaurants? Or is it all just dance and bus?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's been quite the unique experience so far, but I will say every time we, like, sometimes I'll wake up, I'll be like, I don't even know where I am right now. This is wild. But every time, like, we were just in, and now I'm going to butcher how to say it, but it's Lancaster, but I guess you pronounce it like Lancaster or something. I don't know. The crowd was really giving me a lesson last night, but I love going to find new coffee shops, and all the dancers love doing that too. So it's kind of become our little thing where we all go for coffee and find a little spot. And all these dancers have been to these cities before, so they always know the good spots. So that's what we've really kind of done, is just find cute little coffee shops and get all hopped up on coffee.
need the coffee, but that's awesome that they know where to go and take our little bean.
Yeah. Take the bean to bean store.
Okay, so Nicole wants to know, what has been the most unexpected blessing of the tour so far?
Honestly, I think just really getting to spend quality time with some of these pros, because when it was my season of Dancing with the Stars, it was a pandemic. We weren't allowed to hang out with any of the other pros. We weren't allowed to go for dinners. We weren't allowed to hang out at the studio. We weren't allowed to, like, go in while they were dancing and, like, watch their numbers. Like, there was no time to bond. So I am one person who really likes her alone time. And I thought I would be like, you know, I'll just hang out in my back room and just, like, have my alone time. But I've really enjoyed spending quality time with dancers. Dancers are some of the most unique human beings on the planet. They have such creative minds. They have deep conversations. They have healthy arguments. Like, they know how to communicate, and it's just been fascinating to spend time with such, like, incredible people.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's cool.
And then if you had to, like, just question that I'm wondering is, what about the most unexpected downfall of the tour?
I really thought I would sleep better on the bus, because I, you know me, yeah. I could sleep anywhere, anytime.
I saw your story yesterday. I was like, oh no, I feel like it's been, like, challenging, and you need your sleep.
Yeah, because, okay, so everybody has a little bunk, but yeah. I am, you know, fortunate enough to have the back room with a bed and, like, a little room, but I actually think it's worse than a cubby, yeah. Because I'm, like, moving around more. I felt motion sickness in the night, like, any bump I feel at the back of this, and I just feel like I'm not, like, tucked in. I'm, like, kind of, like, bouncing around, and my tummy's like, ooh, and, like,
you should, it's just, like, you should just go kick one of the dancers out and be like, you got my room. Whose bunk would you take?
Oh, yeah. I would take Brits because she's got like little crystals out in her bunk and it seems all cozy and cute. And I'd be like, oh, you know what? I feel really bad stealing this big bed. Why don't you go have a sleep there tonight and I'll take your bunk. I am curious. I do want to sleep in the bunk one night just to see what it's like.
For sure. Oh, we need to get you crystals.
I do.
Oh, you do. Okay, perfect. Perfect.
I'm looking. Oh, I've got crystals. I've got my essential oil diffuser. I've got like all the Zen things you could possibly have in here, but it ain't working.
Hopefully you just start getting used to the motion. So
yeah,
we're moving you to bunks, downgrading you.
Yeah. Downgrade me. I want to see what it's like.
Caitlin, they make like adult swaddles, like how you put babies in. I feel like you should try that.
We should see if there's an adult swaddle company out there that wants to sponsor the podcast and give me a swaddle blanket, like a human pillow to just like tuck me in.
Oh, these are so funny. I'm Googling them right now and literally an adult swaddle.
Perfect. Oh my gosh. I want to be swaddled. Swaddle yes. me. I'll get someone to swaddle me before bed.
We'll get Rodi Ramino to swaddle you.
Yeah, that'll be his next adventure.
Can we also really quickly talk about his stories? They were hilarious. The one where he's helping do the hair. You need to put that on your reel. It's amazing. Oh,
yeah, there's more where that came from. I'm like just building up all the Ramino content.
It's amazing. All right, moving on. Faith wants to know, what city are you most excited to visit?
Where is she from? I'm excited to go where she is. Whoever asked that question.
Yeah, wherever you're from, babe.
But honestly, I am excited to just go wherever. I've been, like, as a Canadian, I've been to so many states and so many places where I'm like, this is so funny. I'm Canadian and I've been to more places than Americans have been. So I'm excited to just continue to go to places I've never been before. I really want to start a map, like have a piece of art on my wall in some place in my room with that's just a big map and pin everywhere I've been.
That'll take a while. You'll forget a few.
Yeah, that will take a while.
That would be
so
cool.
Yeah.
You should definitely do that.
And then I'll realize, wow, I'm not actually that well traveled. I should probably go more places.
keep booking you more travel. States. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh gosh. Okay, so as many of you know, I'm on tour right now and I'm loving the tour life. But I have to say, even though I have the little bedroom suite on this bus, I freaking miss my mattress. One thing that is so important to me, no matter where I am, what I have going on, is sleep. I just love getting my Z's. And that's why I'm really excited to have Helix Sleep as a sponsor of the pod. Helix Sleep has a quiz that you take. It's 2 minutes to complete, matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Everybody is unique and Helix knows that. So they have several different models to choose from, even mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep hot, and a Helix Plus mattress for a plus size sleeper. So if you're looking for a mattress, you take the quiz, order the mattress you are matched to, and it comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't ever need to go to a mattress store again. Those are so awkward too. They were even awarded with the number one best overall mattress pick of 2022 by GQ and Wired magazine. They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They even will pick it up if you don't love it, but trust me, I think you're going to love it. They know what they're doing. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/vine. That's helixsleep.com/vine for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows. Okay, you know what's something that's so 2021? Going to the pharmacy in person to get your birth control. Who wants to do that? You can get your birth control online, prescribed, and delivered for free with the Pill Club. They provide personalized care from the comfort of your own home and delivery to your door on time every time. I love convenience. The Pill Club offers birth control subscriptions prescribed by a medical professional, and they carry over 120 FDA-approved brands and ship to all 50 states. Most brands of birth control are actually free with insurance or Medicaid. Otherwise, prices start as low as $7 per month without insurance. The Pill Club delivers birth control to your door for free in discreet packaging, which is great, along with the fun self-care gifts and goodies. Their licensed medical team is always just a text away to give you the best reproductive health care too. So skip the office visits and the pharmacy and join the club. Right now, when you go to thepillclub.com/vine, the Pill Club is offering a $10 donation to bedsider.org for every Off the Vine listener who becomes a patient. Your donation will help low-income individuals get access to birth control through bedsider.org. That's pillclub.com/vine to get your first birth control care package and donate to help more women in need of affordable birth control. Remember thepillclub.com/vine. You must use the link to make the donation.
Now back to Off the Vine Grape Therapy.
Okay, so a lot of bus questions. Morgan asks, how did you pack to be on a bus for 3 months?
It's been one of the most challenging parts because everywhere we've been so far is cold. So if we do stop at a city and have a hotel, you have to lug all your stuff off the bus and then back on. And then you have to have a little suitcase for going in the venues that has, like, you know, all of your makeup and hair stuff. But then you want to have your skincare stuff for after. But then if you're it's honestly, it's been so confusing. All I did was pack like three comfy outfits. I packed three comfy outfits, two workout outfits, and one like sweater dress, and then two really big, nice coats. And honestly, I think I've worn the same outfit like for the past 2 weeks. It's pretty disgusting. But Dancing with the Stars got us like a matching tracksuit. So we've all just been rocking that. And then I just have one small suitcase that I have my hair stuff, my skin stuff, my makeup, my hair extensions, my brushes, and then I'll just like literally stay in the same outfit and just bring the small suitcase with me everywhere. It was really challenging, but honestly, the dancers had such good advice because they're like, you think you're going to wear something else? You're literally going to wear the same outfit. There's laundry in all the venues, there's showers. So you honestly just pack like you are going away for 3 days.
How often are you shaving your legs?
Well, luckily I've done laser hair removal, so I don't have to shave my legs that often. But I will say shaving has been, I've been doing the dry, like dry shaving, and it's not ideal, but thank God for laser.
Show me your legs right now. Oh yeah, not bad. Oh, cute shoes. I love your shoes. Where are those from?
Thank you.
Because I get everything you get.
I know. Actually, I do think you have the same pair as me, but they're Dolce Vita. You know how you have the matching ones that I have, the black ones with the white soles that I dance in all the time?
And I'm very proud of you on your shaving skills. It's good.
Thank you.
I guess you do have to be in a skirt on stage, so it is good that you're shaving.
Hey, and I'm all for the women who want to rock the hairy legs. You get it, girlfriend, but it ain't for me. Good for you, not for me. Not for me.
Okay, next question. Abby, how many times a week do you shower?
Well, I actually have been showering every day because I'm dancing every night. So there is showers, like I said, in the venues. So it's so funny. I've really learned to be, I'm already kind of like a nudie booty where I just like will walk around naked, but like it's become so normal. And we all like have these little showers and we're like, what's up? Just walk around naked all the time now. But yeah, there's always a shower in the venue after. And there's one big suitcase that's filled with hairspray, body wash, razors, like everything. So you just like, it's a free for all. You just grab it and go.
It's kind of like you're at the spa every night after the, not quite.
It's not that luxurious. It's definitely not that luxurious. It's really like, if I was to paint a picture, it's more like a jail shower.
Cool, cool. Spa, jail, shower,
like prison.
Same
thing. Yeah. More like prison. Oh my
God. All right. Well, moving on. Well, actually, this question came up quite a few times. Paxton asked, who are you living with on the bus? Because there are two buses, right? So they split you guys up. So who's on your bus?
Okay, so on my bus, there is the PT, which is great because she gives massages. one of the showrunners. And then there is Alexis, who is a swing. So she is a substitute. She learns everybody's dances. She was on tour with Derek Huff in Vegas. She's done like a lot of tours. She's incredible. She's on my bus. Britt, who I love. Brandon, who is just the sweetest. Alan, who we all know is a lovable little obnoxious mosquito that I've called him on this show before. I love him though. And who else is on my, Gleb is on my bus. I think that's it.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I would love it.
It really is. It really is. We've been having a really good time.
That's awesome. And then you guys are, I see that you've gotten everyone on board with the playing cards and drinking wine.
Yes. Playing cards, having wine is, I just love it. It's such a nice way to come down after a show because you're like, the adrenaline is just running through you. So after you come back, like to be on a bus and it to be moving and have adrenaline, like it's just not a good combination. So I am like a little glass of wine, some cards to come down, some Grey's Anatomy, and some melatonin.
Sounds perfect. You've got yeah. your system.
Maybe
down
a Xanax.
Tonight, a little Xanax since you couldn't sleep last night. Yeah. Perfect.
Gosh.
And I think, well, here, let's go with one last question. Olivia asked, tell me, who is your favorite tour bus drinking buddy?
Oh, it's so, the dancers are so funny because they're like so healthy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, well, first of all, Alexis is 21 and she doesn't drink. Emma will have a drink with me sometimes, and Britt is usually my wine buddy.
Britt. We like Britt.
But we did go out gambling the other night at Mohegan Sun. We went gambling, and Alan decided to have a few drinks, and he was fun.
Oh, okay, Alan, let's get some more drinks in you.
Yeah, Whiskey Alan. It was good.
Whiskey Alan. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are all the questions today from the Vinos.
I mean, it's funny because it's obviously I podcast twice a week and I'm always chatting with other people, but it's nice to sometimes get like have people ask me a question. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of fun.
I really like this new Grape Therapy format that you're doing, Caitlin. I'm here for it.
I am too, because it feels one of the best compliments that anyone could give me when they say they listen to my podcast is they feel like they're just hanging out with friends and that it's like a little escape. And I feel like I like this format too, because I'm like, well, now you're really hanging out with me because I get to actually talk to you.
Exactly. So win-win. Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice.
So here are your howdy proceeds today, Caitlin. You step on stage and you realize that you didn't put deodorant or that you didn't shave that day. How do you proceed?
Oh, you know what? You just gotta own it, because that's happened.
You're like, yesterday, last night, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. I feel like I would just like, I don't know, like, if Artem was like spinning me around, I'd be like, sorry, I didn't put deodorant on or shave. Deal with it.
I have to say, and I know you've told me this before, but I have been around you when you've worked out and everything. And like, you don't smell. Your sweat doesn't smell.
Oh.
I've never smelled you and be like, oh, there's a smell ever.
I've smelled with you. Myself. That's really? True. I've smelled myself. I can get quite ripe.
Well, that doesn't happen often, I don't think. All right, so the bus hits a bump and good old Alan spills red wine on your favorite Sherpa jacket. How do you proceed?
Oh, I would probably throat chop him and then make him wash it. I don't know. I would throat chop him for sure. I'd be so mad because I actually did this to myself. My white new Sherpa jacket, after gambling, I decided to have some pizza. And, oh no, it wasn't gambling. It was... Oh, it was our day off. We just all like hung out and had to, I went to the room and I ordered pizza and I got pizza sauce all over my white Sherpa jacket. But bless the wardrobe team on this tour, because they got it out for me.
They did. Thank goodness. What would you do without that jacket? No, you can't. Buy another one.
I don't know. Yeah, I would just buy another one.
That's a good one. Romino goes missing. Oh, turns out you left him in the hotel room. From two cities back, how do you proceed?
Oh, I would go on his Instagram. I would put his picture on the back of every milk carton. And I would put out posters and flyers. And I would have somebody ship him to the next city, because he is my life support right now.
The Vinos pull through.
Yeah, they always will.
When we're in Hawaii and you left your book on the flight. And you asked them within 2 minutes. You had three
within
people.
2 minutes.
Like, I can come drop it off in Hawaii, like Maui, random.
It was incredible.
Yeah, that's the perfect strategy here. Okay, so you're asked to take a pro dancer's position in a dance because they're sick and the show is that night and you barely have any time to rehearse.
Oh, I would be like, everybody, get your money back. Don't come to the show.
It's not worth it.
Save your money. It's not worth it. This is going to be embarrassing. Oh my gosh. Actually, yesterday something happened with the music tech and they played the wrong song. And I was waiting backstage to go out for my dance and they played the wrong song. And I was like, oh my gosh, no, this is wrong. And then I went back to look at the set list because I was like, what's going on? And then they played my song and I was supposed to be out there. I missed 2 8 counts.
No.
And yes. And I was like backstage and I'm like, what do I do? And Alan's like, go on now. You have to go on. And I was like, no, they have to restart the song. And they're like, they're not going to. You have to go out there now. And I just rushed out like with a big smile on my face and just like picked it up wherever I could. It was awful.
And so who was on stage?
It was me, Gleb, Sophia, and Kiki. And Kiki was like, come on, we got this. And I just like started picking it up wherever. And it was so embarrassing.
I could just imagine them and the song starts. They're like, Caitlin? Where's Caitlin?
Yeah. They're like, where's Caitlin? But luckily the sound tech had screwed up. And so I think the crowd knew like, obviously something was wrong. And then I ran out. So I didn't feel as stupid as I could have, but still embarrassing.
No, that's great.
Still embarrassing. Yeah.
Okay, so the last one, of course, we have to have a little poop one.
Poop.
Yep. The bus breaks down in the middle of nowhere and you have to poop. And maybe you can explain to everyone, because you told me, which I had no idea, that you can't actually poop on the bus.
Yeah, I would take a plastic bag and I would do my business and I would...
Outside?
Sure.
Or in your room?
Where? Well, it depends. Are other people outside while the bus is broken down? I would honestly just go into the bathroom. I would do the trick, bus trick. I would put a plastic garbage bag or whatever in the toilet, do my biz, and then tie it up. And there's like a garbage chute that goes into the bottom of the bus. So I would just do that.
Would you tell the driver that it's there just so that?
I would not, Cleo. I would not. Like on what's the movie? There's a movie with David Spade and Chris Farley. It's not Black Sheep. It's Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy.
And he like broke the door on a car and he like pretended he didn't do it. And he put the door back on. So then the next person that opened it just fell off the car. And he's like, oh, what'd you do? That would be me. If they like found, I'd be like, oh my God, they did it.
Alan, I can. Yeah. No, it's you. Damn, Alan.
Who did that?
That's why I love you.
When in doubt, blame someone else.
Good strategy.
Thank you. All right. So sometimes when I'm shopping online or in person, especially at the grocery store, actually, I have no idea what to get because products all look so similar. And sometimes they just are so similar. The option with something extra can really make that choice easier, like a little ruffle or a little pattern on top or those individually packed snacks. Gosh, I love snacks. As the first hard seltzer with antioxidant vitamin C, Vizzy brings you something really unique and delicious to the table. Vizzy is the first hard seltzer crafted with antioxidant vitamin C, and while there are plenty of hard seltzers out there to choose from, Vizzy makes that choice easier with its bold dual fruit flavors. Some of their flavors include strawberry kiwi, blueberry pomegranate, and watermelon strawberry, which I think you guys know it's my favorite because I love watermelon. But really, all their flavors are so refreshing and taste so dang good. And at 5% ABV, 100 calories, and less than 1 gram of real cane sugar per can, every sip is just that much more amazing. Step up your seltzer game with Vizzy. To find out where you can purchase Vizzy, go to VizzyHardSeltzer.com/vine. That's VizzyHardSeltzer.com/vine. To get updates on our latest flavor drops and more, sign up for our emails at VizzyHardSeltzer.com/subscribe. That's VizzyHardSeltzer.com/subscribe. Must be 21 years or older.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Caitlin, how generous are you feeling today?
You know what? I'm feeling pretty generous.
Okay, so there was a conversation with a Vino, and she gave us your husband's number. So this is her message. She said, my birthday's at the end of the month. I think I can convince my husband I need at least 6 bottles of Spade and Sparrow's Pinot Noir.
Oh, the new Pinot Noir is fire!
It's fire, and it's out. So she has a birthday at the perfect time. She can get it. So our response was, happy early birthday, and you definitely need at least 6 bottles. So would you want to give her husband a call and tell him what he needs to do for his wife?
Yep. I'm calling him right now. His name's Adam. Good name. Adam?
Yes.
Oh, hi. It's Caitlin Bristow. I don't know if you know who I am.
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. I'm just calling because I'm stuck on a tour bus right now podcasting, and I heard that Megan would like some Spade and Sparrows Pinot Noir, and she apparently, she says, I need to convince you if she hasn't already, so wanted to know if you're on that yet for her birthday.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Oh, you are?
She just texted me. Showing that your conversation. So.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, do you know where to get it? Spadeandsparrows.com. You can also go to my profile and click on the link in my bio and get her a case of Pinot Noir.
Okay.
Are you a wine drinker?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well then you drink it too. See, it's a win-win for everybody. You buy her a gift and you also get to benefit.
Well, we've had your wine before, and it's good, so.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, thank you, Adam. Okay, and tell Megan I say happy birthday.
I will.
Okay, bye.
Bye, thanks.
Caitlin, so I love it. Love the hustle.
Just making cold calls over here for people to drink my wine. Who else can we call?
Who else can we make buy your wine?
I should just make up a number. Wait, I'm just going to make up a number and see what happens. I am. I'm just going to make one up. I'll do a 716 because I think that's Buffalo.
Your T-Mobile to go account balance is too low to complete this call.
What? Wait. My account balance is too low. Wait, I'm doing one more. This is confusing.
Your little money.
What else is going to happen?
Please leave your message for 818-89.
Oh, hi there. My name is Marissa, and I'm calling on behalf of Walmart in California. I know you have a California area code. So just wanted to see if you've picked up a bottle of Spade and Sparrows from your local Walmart yet. Just Google it or go to spadeandsparrows.com, and it's the perfect gift for someone in your life or for yourself. Okay, bye.
Yes, that is amazing. Imagine they go buy a case.
I'm just going to do that 100 times a day and see what happens. God, I'm acting like times are tough over here.
You need to sell this wine.
Oh gosh, Megan and Adam, look what you've started.
Oh my That's gosh, amazing. I just love you. Thank you for entertaining me today. I love my job.
Me too. I love my job too. I love you. Thank you. Well, folks, it's all I have for you today on Grape Therapy with a me. It's a me, Caitlin Bristow. And I seriously just freaking love you guys so much. Like, I was in, what city was I in? I don't know. Who knows? But somebody yelled out in the crowd, I'm a vino. And I feel like we're just like, I don't know, like we need a sign. Because whenever I hear someone say I'm a vino, I'm just like, can I hug you? I know it's COVID, but I would kiss you on the lips if it wasn't for that. I know it'd be weird, but I would do it. But thanks for hanging out with me on the bus and for being such an amazing stone cold little pack of weirdos with me. Since my next couple of months are going to be so busy, I decided that these Thursdays are going to just, you know, they're going to bring back the phone line we had for Drunk Dial. I had so much fun with that, and I think everyone else did too. And we're going to do the Vino voicemails. So I'm calling it the Off the Vine hotline. You can call me literally anytime, 24/7, and just leave me a message, a drunk message, a love message, a question, some good advice, random ass thought. You can just, you know, go there. And I can listen to them while I'm on the road. So here is my phone number for the hotline. It's 434-696-VINO. That is 434-696-8466. Okay. Now let me just give you one little piece of advice because we are going to play them. Just make them short and sweet and get to the point because otherwise we might not be able to air them. And I want to hear from everyone. I'm so lonely on the bus. I mean, I've got all my dancing friends, of course, but it's a lonely little bus over here in the back, bumping along. Anyways, okay, I can't wait to hear from all of you, and I will talk to you soon. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's Not With OTV?
I'm Martin Cove, Sensei John Kreese from the Cobra Kai TV series and the Karate Kid trilogy. And I'm hosting a new podcast, Cobra Cove, with my own kids, Rachel and Jesse Cove.
We're breaking down Cobra Kai episodes and talking about everything from pop culture to bullying and personal development.
With all kinds of great guests from the TV series, Hollywood, and the mental health world.
Listen to Cobra Coves now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Podcast One. Do you have a problem with that?
No, Sensei!
I mean, Dad.